It depends. This group, the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice, tested 5 shower curtains, and their claim is that that new shower curtain smell is up to 108 nasty chemicals that have been added during processing. At the same time, you know, there are chemicals in everything, so to an extent, you just have to choose your battles. Shower curtains have become the emergency du jour, if you will, but there's plenty else to worry about if you already have a shower curtain. It's not an emergency.
Now, we should point out that these shower curtains are not like special shower curtains. These were bought at Bed Bath & Beyond and Kmart and Sears and Target and Walmart. And I don't even know what I would replace my shower curtain with. Got any ideas about that?
Sure. Well, the thing about these shower curtains, you know, it's not even the shower curtains themselves. It is the plastic they are made of. And that is plastic number 3. It's polyvinyl chloride, or PVC, or sometimes you just see it as vinyl. And at grist.org, our advice columnist always says, "No vinyl, that's final." That's her her tagline. She says, "No PVC for me." That's her other way to remember it. Really, as much as you can avoid this plastic number 3, which is difficult to avoid. It's in toys and hospital tubing and jars and pill bottles. But as much as you can avoid this is for the benefit, certainly. As far as shower curtains go, there are a lot of alternatives. You can always go for a door instead of a curtain. When our advice columnist Umbra wrote about this very issue in 2006, she recommended polyester shower curtains. They also make organic cotton and nylon. There's a different plastic. It's PVC free. It's called ethylene vinyl acetate, or EVA. So if you look for EVA plastic shower curtains, those are a good alternative. Or you could always take up exhibitionism.
Well, how hard are these things to find, these non-PVC shower curtains?
They're going to get easier and easier to find as time goes by. Actually, IKEA phased out PVC shower curtains over a decade ago. Sears, Kmart, Walmart, and Target are all in the midst of phasing out PVC. And actually, Target had a goal for this spring for, I think they said, 88% of their shower curtains now don't contain PVC. So if you look at the labels and try to avoid things that say PVC, you should be able to find alternatives even in these big box stores.
So what do you have hanging in your shower?
Well, I have to say that I took a shower this morning, and it is a plastic shower curtain. But, you know, I've had it for a couple of years, and this Center for Health, Environment, and Justice, when they tested, they found that, you know, some of these chemicals hung out for a few weeks. But after a month or so, your shower curtain has probably done off-gassing all the chemicals that it's going to. So if you've had your shower curtain for a couple of years, you know, really, instead of trashing it, it's probably best just to hold on to it. Don't burn it. That is something that you really don't want to do with PVC. That's kind of one of its great dangers, is that it releases dioxin, nasty chemical, when it's burned. So, but as long as you're not licking it regularly, I think that you can probably hold on to your old one.
I'll avoid that. All right. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks very much.
Sure. Thanks, Lester.